Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. You are the dancing queen.
Some scientific research of our own here at the 24 past the hour. Science has determined something as subjective as songs that feel good. So, how has science worked on this project? The British electronics manufacturer Alba has surveyed adults about what their favorite feel-good songs have been. So the list starts with ABBA's Dancing Queen. Crank it up, Richie! To the point where we get to the instrumental. All right. I always like this song.
Look at Dougie doing the hustle over there. I don't know you had it in you.
I like ABBA. I always like ABBA. Which is Hebrew for dad. You knew that, right? Abba is a Hebrew term for father.
I did not.
Did not know that.
Yeah, okay, I don't know.
You are the dancing queen. Young and sweet.
Only 17. That sounds like Gary Puckett. Remember that song? There's 16. He's chasing a 16-year-old around like some pervert.
Or Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, exactly.
Weiner's going out to a 15-year-old.
Yeah. Ooh.
All right, so ABBA's on this list of feel-good songs. Beach Boys next. And Good Vibrations. Vibration. The list of feel-good songs.
This should definitely be on the list.
Yeah.
We're counting up to the number one song, actually. There are five tunes in this list. Good Vibrations is number four. ABBA's Dancing Queen, number five. Good Vibrations, four. Billy Joel's Uptown Girl, number three. Somebody who's a good friend described Meredith to me once as Town girl. So I have that
does that
vision
mean she's fancy?
Of what that's yeah, she is. Yeah. Uptown girl. You get a definitive idea of listening to this song, actually. Crank it up, Richie, will you please? This is not something that this phrase is not a Billy Joel phrase. Hasn't this phrase been around a lot? Isn't Uptown Girl something that just or did it come from the song? I don't know. I'm asking the question.
Don't know. I'm sure it existed before Billy Joel said Uptown Girl. Yeah.
Right.
All right, so that's number three. Number two on the list, Pharrell Williams. Hey, definitely. Let's be happy. That's very good. You're going to be surprised what the number one song is.
Am I?
Yeah. Well, you're not, because you've seen the same information that I have. You're a little weasel sometimes, you know that, right?
I know. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Weasel.
All right. So, number one song. This goes back to 1979. And Queen.
I admit this is surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
This is
but
my
I love
son's
this song.
All-time favorite song.
Why?
It's got good taste.
Yeah.
This is not a big hit in America.
No.
Big song in England. But it's a cheery song. Resembles some big Broadway barn burners. Has 100 million views. The video of this, 100 million views on YouTube.
Wow.
And if you know the film Shaun of the Dead,
yes.
Then that's where this comes from.
That has a whole new generation loving this song.
Yeah, right. Songs written in a major key with fast tempo are best at inducing positive emotions, said Dr. Jacob Jolie, who is the person that analyzed this data for the electronics manufacturer Alba, responsible for this list of feel-good songs. Number one, here it is.
200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I'm gonna make a supersonic woman of you.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the recipe for big success? Let's mix up a shake.
The first ingredient is time. The other ingredients all really depend on it. Don't waste time because you won't be able to get more until tomorrow.
The second ingredient is money. How much money do you need?
It's a matter of individual taste. Some people like a lot, others are happy with just a little.
Chefs balance ingredients like sweet and sour. The next two ingredients, work and play, are like that. The more work you put in, the less play, and vice versa.
The final ingredient is growth. The more growth you put into the recipe, the faster it all mixes together. You can't get enough growth, so be generous with it.
Now blend it all together for your big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Does your brain bucket smell like the cat box? Does your motorcycle helmet stink? Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The liner inside your motorcycle helmet is one of two styles, removable and glued in fixed. With any helmet liner, you don't reach for the first can of gunk from underneath the kitchen sink. See what they recommend. So it doesn't come back to haunt you at 70 miles an hour. Use mild soaps and shampoos associated with childcare and rinse out every bit before you put the helmet back on your melon. Fixed liner brain buckets can be cleaned with manufacturer recommended sprays, then soaked in a tub or a bucket. Clean your helmet now or be prepared to drive away girls and draw flies all summer. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.